Hi guys, welcome back to English for You. I'm Pat.
I'm Mike.
And yesterday we left Pat and Laura as they were getting ready for their rooftop party, which was going to be a barbecue to celebrate the Mid-Autumn Festival.
That's right. Everything was going quite well. They were under a little bit of pressure because the guests would be arriving soon, but they did get everything set up. They got the food ready, the barbecue was warming up, everything seemed to be going perfectly until they started to feel the worst thing you can have at a barbecue, drops of rain falling down, hitting their skin. Ah, what are they going to do?
Just carry on. That's what we do in Britain.
I guess that's the best thing to do.
It's going to rain. Get on with it. Okay, so it does start to rain. Yep. Pat does think they'll have to move the barbecue and the guests. Well, not the barbecue itself.
No.
People will have to go indoors.
Half of the party will be indoors.
But Laura has a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
She
says that they should go and get her giant parasol, the giant umbrella that she might take out for picnics or to go to the beach. Well, in the same way it protects you from the sun, this parasol, once they open it and set it up, will protect them, the guests, and the food, I guess, also, from some of the rain. So as long as a typhoon doesn't suddenly start happening, the parasol should be just enough to keep the guests and everything else dry. So that's what they were starting to do just at the end of yesterday's dialogue.
All right, so let's see how they get on with their party by reading through day two of the article.
I hope it's going well.
Reading.
Pat and Laura's Mid-Autumn Barbecue. The rain has stopped and the party is going well.
I think we're in the clear now. Let's relax and have some fun.
I'm starving. Can you cook me a sausage?
I'm one step ahead of you. I've already started cooking some. They should be ready. Oh no!
Quick, do something, Pat! There's a cloud of black smoke coming from the grill. The fire is out of control.
Don't worry. I'll just pour some water on it. See? Now it's out and everyone is safe.
Don't act like you're a hero. It's your fault the fire got so bad. Now the fire is out, so we can't cook food until we start a new one.
What should we do?
I'll bring out the mooncakes so our guests have something to eat.
While you do that, I'll try to start the fire again. We still have a lot of food left to cook.
Okay, but be more careful this time. I don't want to invite the fire department to this party. Pat frowns at Laura.
So we see that the rain has stopped.
Yay!
And the party is going well. Okay, it was maybe a very quick shower, a few drops. Okay, wait it out, maybe an hour later. Right, the rain's gone, we can have our barbecue, no problem.
That's right. And so Pat's looking around, maybe glancing up at the sky, seeing that there's some, you know, clear sky up there, no clouds anymore. He says, I think we're in the clear now. He thinks they're in the clear now. And clear is today's shortcut for you. It's got lots of meanings, but here we have kind of a special one. Let's watch this quick video to find out more.
Shortcut for you.
Haha, those bank workers didn't see us coming.
We stole so much money. Now we're rich.
They'll never catch us.
Do you think we can take these masks off? I think we're in the clear.
What would be the point of a clear mask? Everyone would see what you look like.
I agree. That would be silly. In the clear actually means somebody is no longer in a difficult or dangerous situation.
All right, in the clear means 没问题已脱险的.
Yep, so do you think we're in the clear?
I think so.
Police, run!
So, in the clear.
In the clear, they're in the clear.
which means to be safe from danger.
It's good news.
Yep, or to be in a situation where a problem you had previously or a threat or concern, some kind of danger or problem is no longer important. It's
That's right.
gone. You're away from it. You're in the clear, okay? So if you thought, oh no, I've got an exam tomorrow, mm-hmm. I didn't study, a typhoon comes. You get an extra study day.
Oh, I'm in the clear.
You're in the clear.
Phew, okay. The problem that was hanging over my head has gone away.
Now, Good. Here, it's the rain that has gone. So,
that's right.
All is well.
There you go. So, Pat says, let's relax and have some fun. Of course, when you're having a party and something that could ruin everything, like rain at a barbecue, when that happens, you do get a little nervous, right? Mm-hmm. But when you're not nervous or when something that made you nervous has gone away, then you can finally relax. And here we have that word. It's a verb. It's spelled R-E-L-A-X. R-E-L-A-X. To relax is basically just to do that. It's that sort of easy, happy, peaceful feeling you might have on the weekend or in the evening after school or work is done, after your problems have kind of gone away. So you can sit at home, you can watch some TV, read a book, do whatever you do when you have free time. Do whatever you do when you're just trying to enjoy yourself and have fun. That is what it means to relax. For example, you guys play beach volleyball without me. I just want to relax in the sun. Just mm-hmm. take it easy.
Absolutely. Laura, she's still got one problem she wants to get solved. She says, I'm starving.
She's starving.
Well, here we go. Oh, let's explain this.
Yeah.
Starving is an adjective. It's spelled S-T-A-R-V-I-N-G, starving. And what the word really means is you're dying because you haven't got enough to eat.
She's not really starving.
However, in modern language, the way people talk these days, people often use starving in a very casual, informal way just to mean that they're really hungry. They're not in any danger of dying from lack of food. They're just really hungry. Their stomach is making noises, that kind of thing. So people just say, I'm starving. I need dinner right now, kind of thing. For example, I shouldn't have skipped breakfast. It's still an hour till lunchtime, but I'm already starving.
That's right. It just means, of course, he's really hungry. Mm-hmm. Only if it's been 10 days.
That would be starving.
Since your last
real starving.
Food, that would be really starving. But you're right. People use it just as an extra way, a more powerful or interesting way of saying, I'm really hungry. So she's starving. She needs some food. Her stomach is making noises. So she asks Pat, can you cook me a sausage?
Okay.
She wants one of the sausages, kind of like the meat in a hot dog.
And Pat says, I'm one step ahead of you. Now, if you're one step ahead of someone, this means you've kind of already guessed the request someone has or a problem they might have, and you've already taken action to meet this request or fix the problem.
Cool.
So you're like, I know Laura's going to be hungry. I'll make sure I cook a couple of sausages for her so as soon as she asks, it's ready. She won't have to wait while Pat goes a sausage. All right, give me 5 minutes. He'll be like, no, it's right here. I already figured out you'd want a sausage. I'm one step ahead.
There you go. You're extra prepared for the situation that has just happened. Mm-hmm. And as Pat explains, I've already started cooking some. That's a good good way of explaining how he's one step ahead of her. Without her having to say anything about being hungry, he already started cooking some food. So it'll be finished. It'll
should
be ready
be
to eat very, very soon.
He says they should be ready. Oh, no!
Oh, no. That's like yesterday we had uh-oh.
Yeah.
That is not a good sound. What do you mean?
What happened? It's a little worse, this one.
What happened to the sausage?
It's not just the sausage.
Uh-oh.
Laura says, quick, do something, Pat.
What?
There's a cloud of black smoke coming from the grill.
The barbecue's on fire. The food's on fire. Ah, this is worse than the rain. All right, here we had that expression. There's a cloud of smoke was coming from the grill. Well, of course, a cloud is one of those white fluffy things you see in the sky on a nice day, right? It's not quite smoke. It's kind of gas or water vapor. But when we do have smoke, when something's burning, for example, or if it's a very thick amount of smoke, we could talk about a cloud of smoke. So if something's burning in your kitchen, a cloud of smoke could be coming out of the door. We could also maybe talk about a cloud of steam. If you take a shower, a hot shower in a cold house, when you open the bathroom door, whoosh, all of that water, all of that steam will come out. It's in a thick, powerful amount. We could talk about that being a cloud of something. So basically, there's a lot of stuff in the air, and it's making it hard to breathe or hard to see, but it's certainly something that you will notice. And a cloud of smoke coming from a barbecue, that means burned black sausages, no good. Oh boy, so this cloud of smoke coming from the barbecue, it's bad news. And Laura says, the fire is out of control. This is getting dangerous.
Yeah, if something is out of control, it's in a state where it just cannot easily be controlled or handled, either because it's too big, it's too strong, or has too much energy.
Oh my like gosh.
A kid could be out of control if he's just running around, you can't get him to sit down. If a fire's out of control, it's not easy to put it out or anything like that.
Maybe call the fire department.
Well, Pat's not so worried.
Okay.
He says, don't worry.
All right, all right.
I'll just pour some water on it.
Well,
so maybe
sure.
He was one step ahead. He's got a bucket nearby, maybe from the rain earlier.
Sure.
And he just pours water on the fire.
If it's now, a small fire, that should work.
That should work, okay. Yeah. Now, here we use the verb pour, P-O-U-R, pour, and that means to make liquid flow out of a container, like a bucket or a mug or a, you know, something like that, a cup, and it flows out onto something else, usually in a steady stream.
Mm.
Okay, so if you were pouring someone tea, it would be quite a slow, gentle stream.
Mm-hmm.
Pouring a bucket of water, it's maybe going to be all at once, but it will all the stuff at the start will come out at the same speed as the stuff at the end. It's got that steady, fast or slow stream. Here's another example of pour. Let me pour you another cup of tea.
Ah, in a careful, gentle, controlled kind of way.
Yes.
Not like you're trying to put out a fire in my teacup. That
yes.
would be too much tea too quickly. All right, so Pat pours the water on there. Of course, this is a barbecue. They're burning charcoal or wood.
Mm-hmm.
You can put out a fire like that by pouring water on it. If it's an oil fire, like your French fries in oil have caught fire, do not pour water on it. Then you should get a fire extinguisher or try to cover it somehow.
Mm-hmm.
So different fires require different ways. But yes, with a typical, simple barbecue, that should be okay. So he does, and he says, see, now it's out and everyone is safe. It, meaning the fire is out, it's not burning anymore. Everyone is safe, and we only lost a few sausages.
Yes. Yeah, he'll probably ruin the things that were on the
True.
Fire, but
they'll have to restart the barbecue
again. It's not the end of the world, but the fire is out. Of course, if a fire is out, there are no more flames, there's no more smoke, and there's no more burning gas coming off
That's a dead fire.
Yes, indeed. So, Laura, I guess she's happy that it's out, but she's still not that impressed by what's gone on. She says, don't act like you're a hero.
Oh, I see, because Pat's like, I put out the fire, don't worry, I'm the big hero.
And she says, no, because, as she adds, it's your fault the fire got so bad.
Yeah, that's kind of true.
Okay, so we just saw Laura use the word fault, F-A-U-L-T, fault. Here, it's a noun. It's your fault. It's someone's fault. We can use it as a verb to fault someone for something. But as a noun, fault means the responsibility for an accident or something else that has gone wrong. It's kind of similar to the word blame. It's your fault, so I'm blaming you, that kind of thing. For example, the boss made the mistake, but he tried to make it look like it was my fault. So what Laura's doing basically there is she is blaming Pat. If you say it's your fault, then we're saying it's your problem, you made the mistake. So really, Pat's kind of the one in trouble, and he should be the one who fixes it.
Yeah, I guess so. But anyways, we're just glad that nothing got really badly damaged. As Laura says, now the fire is out, so we can't cook food until we start a new one. That's right, the fire is out, but they still have a bit of a problem. They need fire for the barbecue. So they have to start a new fire, and only then will they be able to barbecue or cook the food that they plan to eat and also give to the guests. So Pat has a fabulous question.
What should we do?
What are we going to do?
Now, of course, it takes a while for the barbecue.
It does.
It's not just like, you know, you go, okay, I'll get my match or my lighter, boom. There's the fire again.
No.
It takes a while because he has to get rid of all the old stuff that's wet.
Dirty.
Get new stuff.
Dry it out.
Yeah, get that warmed up and going. And like we said in day one, make it so that the kind of most of the smoke goes away and it's at the right kind of temperature. Because what you don't want to do with a barbecue is try and cook over it while it's too hot.
Ah, that's a good point. You'll burn the food. It might taste all smoky and nasty. So it is going to take a little while. This is not as simple as cooking in your kitchen. So Laura has an idea here. She says, I'll bring out the moon cakes. So our guests have something to eat. All right. Well, that's thinking as a good host or hostess. The person holding the party thinks, well, we're going to have hungry people. We've got to get them some food. The good thing is, since it's the Mid-Autumn Festival or Moon Festival, they have moon cakes there. Normally, these would be eaten as dessert, possibly, at the end of the meal. But basically, a moon cake is a cake. It's a kind of pastry. It's made with egg and flour, some sugar. You might have red bean inside, egg yolks, lotus seed paste, pineapple.
Taro, all
sorts of things like that. And they often have sort of a design or some writing on the top. You know what moon cakes are. We all get boxes of them around this time of year. And the good thing is, they're ready. The guests can arrive at least they'll eat that.
Yeah, I mean, you don't need to cook them on a barbecue.
Good point. You just
eat them. So Pat, kind of like, all right, I caused the problem. I'll have to fix the problem. So he says, while you do that, while you get the moon cakes, I'll try to start the fire again and go through all of that long process we just described.
Absolutely, because as Pat continues, he says, we still have a lot of food left to cook. Yes, they might have lost a few sausages in the great barbecue fire of 2017, but they still have lots of other stuff in the fridge, lots of other food for the guests, but they do need some time to get it cooked.
And Laura tells him, okay, but be more careful this time.
Yeah, keep your eye on that barbecue. Don't get distracted and let another fire start, as Laura says. I don't want to invite the fire department to this party. Yeah, they want to have their guests come to the party, but not the fire department, all right? Now, the fire department, basically, these are the firefighters, the guys with the big red trucks and the water and the ladders who save people when there's a fire. But we also have this word department. Department's a noun. It's quite a long word, so let's listen up. D-E-P-A-R-T-M-E-N-T. D-E-P-A-R-T-M-E-N-T. Department. Kind of spelt like it sounds,
right? It's an easier one.
It's not too bad, just a little long. What is a department? Basically, it's an organization or it's a smaller group of a bigger organization. Often when we talk about the government has many departments. Mm-hmm. There's the department that's in charge of the army, the department that's in charge of schools.
The health service.
Hospitals and money and all sorts of laws and rules. The police department, the police force, the fire department, the firefighters, and all their bosses and managers and buildings and all that stuff. That is the fire department. So when you pick up the phone and call 119 or whatever and you ask for a fire truck, you are asking for help from the fire department. For example, the fire department arrived in time to put out the fire quickly, because that's what they do.
Okay, now after Laura makes this, you know, a bit of a joke at Pat's
expense. Let's not invite the fire department.
Yeah, Pat frowns at Laura. Mm. Now, to frown is to move your eyebrows, kind of make them lower and closer to the middle, generally to show you don't like something, you don't believe something, or you don't understand something. Kind of like this. You know,
hey, that's not funny.
I don't understand, or I don't believe you, or I don't like that.
Yeah, exactly. He didn't really like her joke. Ha ha, funny, funny, but he didn't find it too funny. If someone's teasing you and you're not really joining in the joke, that might be a good time to frown.
Okay, but he's going to get back to work. You know, he's got to take that, really. He did start the fire.
True,
She can make jokes on him, but there you go. Okay, that brings us to the end of today's article and our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So, there was a few problems with this party. There was rain, there was fire.
Yeah.
Okay, so the question is, what was the worst thing that ever happened at a party you went to?
Ooh, that's a good one. The worst thing that ever happened. Well, I'd actually kind of say that no party is really complete until there's some kind of accident or something happens.
Someone's going to break something
somewhere. Hopefully it's nothing too bad, but speaking of breaking things, I was at a party once, and they had all the glasses and drinks you know, cans of soda on a table, and someone decided to sit on the corner of the table, because often at parties, of course, the chairs and seats are all being used, so he decided to sit there, and the whole table went like that.
He
went sliding to the floor. All the glasses and cups and bowls and ice and everything slid down onto the floor.
I just want to see this on a movie.
I'd say half of it was ruined. Someone had to go to the store and buy lots more. And, of course, the guy was just covered in Coca-Cola and Sprite and orange. And it was actually kind of funny, but it did slow things down in the party.
It would have led to a few problems.
Yes.
I mean, I could tell many stories.
Okay.
Particularly, one thing I remember is that it was a wedding party.
Okay, yeah.
It was actually at the wedding, before the wedding, when the young girl who was carrying the ring on the cushion.
Okay, usually like a little kid, a cute little girl.
The ring kind of fell off the cushion.
Oh, no.
It had been tied on.
That's an expensive gold ring.
Rolls down into the drain.
No, down where the rain goes down, like under the street.
We were inside, so it was into the heating area of the building, but that was the husband's ring disappearing there.
You can't just get that back easily.
We couldn't get that back until the Monday after the wedding.
Oh my gosh.
We had to have a wedding with only one of the original rings.
I guess the bride wore an onion ring.
She had her own ring.
She did.
It was the
husband's.
Luckily, his brother-in-law was on the scene, and we were set, and we were like, Dan, give us your ring.
Okay.
You married the bride's sister. You're probably the best person to stand in. Luckily, the bride took it very well. She was totally like, this is just funny. We'll talk about this forever. It's a good joke.
There you go.
I'm not worried. The wedding was perfect.
Absolutely. Like I said, sometimes bad things do happen at parties, but they do make for a good story that everyone will remember for a long time afterwards. So don't get too stressed out about it.
Yep, and that is all we've got time for today. Thanks for watching. For English for You, I'm Pat.
I'm Mike.
Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Party safely.
Pat and Laura's Mid-Autumn Barbecue. The rain has stopped and the party is going well.
I think we're in the clear now. Let's relax and have some fun.
I'm starving. Can you cook me a sausage?
I'm one step ahead of you. I've already started cooking some. They should be ready. Oh, no!
Quick, do something, Pat. There's a cloud of black smoke coming from the grill. The fire is out of control.
Don't worry. I'll just pour some water on it. See? Now it's out and everyone is safe.
Don't act like you're a hero. It's your fault the fire got so bad. Now, the fire is out, so we can't cook food until we start a new one.
What should we do?
I'll bring out the mooncakes so our guests have something to eat.
While you do that, I'll try to start the fire again. We still have a lot of food left to cook.
Okay, but be more careful this time. I don't want to invite the fire department to this party. Pat frowns at Laura.
Vocabulary review.
Relax. After a stressful day, Henry sat on the beach and relaxed by reading a book and listening to soft music. Starving. This dog is starving. It can barely find anything to eat each day. Pour. Vivian poured tea into the cup and then added some milk to it. Fault. Children, I don't want to hear whose fault this mess is. Just clean it up. Department. The police department doesn't deal with people who don't pay taxes. Another government group does.